And in Sri Lanka, an estimated 25,000 people are dead. Illness is starting to spread among the survivors. I spoke earlier with the U.S. ambassador to Sri Lanka and the Maldives, Jeffrey Lunstead. We reached him at his home in Colombo, Sri Lanka. Ambassador Lunstead, could you describe what the situation is like there on the ground? Is the aid coming through and helping the victims who need it?
Yes, well, the situation, of course, is quite dramatic. The scope of the disaster is almost unprecedented. 25,000 dead, that's eight times the number of dead at September 11th in the United States, in a very small country with limited resources. So dealing with it is an incredible challenge. International aid is beginning to come in. The challenge, of course, is getting the aid, moving it out, and distributing it to the right places. The organization is now, I think, beginning to come into place to do that.
I read a wire service story this morning that says survivors are beginning to get sick from illnesses associated with this. Is there enough medicine to treat them?
The government tells us that there's sufficient medicine. Actually, Sri Lanka, for a developing country, has a quite advanced medical system.
What is the Sri Lankan government doing to help?
Well, I think the government in Sri Lanka is absolutely seized with the issue. The scope is so unimaginable for a country like Sri Lanka that, of course, there have been problems in getting organized. Sri Lanka has never experienced a disaster of this magnitude, nor have we, for that matter.
And how is the embassy helping?
Well, we're doing a number of different things. As I said, we have a special disaster assistance relief team here. They are actually out in the field today assessing the needs. They have supplies which are coming in. I believe the first plane load will come in tomorrow. One of the very heartwarming things here has been the response of the Sri Lankan people who are spontaneously buying food and other items to distribute, contributing money. One of the things that the embassy is doing, I would like to mention, is, of course, we had Americans here, American tourists. We've been trying to find them, and then most of these people came to Colombo. We brought some of them to Colombo with sometimes nothing but a bathing suit. So we're getting them medical care. We're getting them clothed and fed. I had a couple sleeping in my house last night. And then we're getting them documented and getting them back to the United States.
How many Americans are still missing, and how many are confirmed dead?
Well, we have eight confirmed dead right now. We have 70 people whom we are unable to account for. That doesn't mean they're missing, because in many cases, this is a situation where, for instance, a parent calls up and says, well, I think my child was in Sri Lanka, and we're trying to confirm whether the person was actually here. We don't know if they were at the beach. They could be someplace else.
I wonder if you could paint a picture for us what it's like there in Colombo, in Sri Lanka. Could you just describe what you saw?
I would say the nation is in a state of collective shock. There is also a sense one finds here, and people saying this, that after 18 years of ethnic war in Sri Lanka, that this disaster, which hit all Sri Lankans, Sinhalese, Tamils, Muslims, Christians, after this, perhaps Sri Lankans would be able to work together.
Has the civil discord in Sri Lanka hurt the relief efforts, at least in coming up with an accurate number of the dead and injured?
Well, certainly it has hindered coming up with an accurate number, because the numbers coming out of LTTE-controlled areas we're not quite sure of yet. My understanding from reports we've had from the scene is that in the days immediately following the wave, that Army and LTT and ordinary Sri Lankans were working side by side in some areas, and that's a good thing.
So maybe some good can come out of this tragedy.
Right, that's correct.
Jeffrey Lunstead is the U.S. ambassador to Sri Lanka and Maldives, and he joined us from Colombo, Sri Lanka. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.